The next show is now.
Nothing goes to plan. It's all a game of chance, they say it. Magic in the air, a tragic love affair that I don't understand. These summer girls are really something else. Our lives are sharp and the nights are long. And this is Halloween.
Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn, and you are listening to The Breeze here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Ultraviolet by McFly. That's a kind of a bit of a throwback to, I don't actually know when it came out, earlier in the 2000s. They're a British band, and my sister and I spent a year listening to a lot of their music, and I love them. And because the year's coming to an end, and everyone's kind of looking back at the best albums of the decade, the best albums of the year, top songs of the year, top songs of the decade, I thought, excuse me, I thought I would go through and look through some of my favorite music that I've been listening to in the decade, but also mostly in the last couple years. I think today that's where my music comes from for this show. But I thought I could do some little introspection, if that's a word. I don't really know. Anyway, so I'm going to be playing some songs that were pretty influential in my music choices in the last couple years of high school and the last couple years that I've been here at, excuse me again, here at Tufts, and just talk a little bit about some of the artists and some of the albums that I really have loved, and they don't really align with the top pop songs of the decade, but I think they're great, and I hope you will enjoy them as well. So thank you for tuning in, and without further ado, we'll get into the music.
You put salt in the wound, and a kiss on my cheek. You butter me up, and you sit down to eat. You add insult to injury. You say but you haven't decided about taking a leave in me. But you take and you take like silks up my sleeve, tied corner to corner, never ending, trick after trick. I make the magic, and you unrelentingly ask for the secret. Neck full of mockingbirds, all calling your names. Well, I tried to sing it all back like I heard it, it don't sound the same. I'm gnashing my teeth like a child of Cain. If this is a prison, I'm willing to buy my own chains. But Sometimes I think I'm a killer. I scared you in your house. I even scared myself by talking about Dahmer on your couch. But I can't sleep next to a body, even harmless in death. Plus, I'm pretty sure I'd miss you and fake in sleep to count your breath. Can the killer me tame the fire anew? Or is there nothing left to do for us? I am sick of the chase, but I'm hungry for blood, and there's nothing I can do.
Drunk
never even hear you.
Just heard Power Hungry Animals by the Apache Relay, and I was introduced to that song from the soundtrack of the movie The Way Way Back, which is my favorite movie, and that soundtrack I think was really influential in my music choices for the last couple years. I think it kind of got me more into indie music rather than like rock, Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, 21 Pilots, that kind of stuff, because I like the soundtrack to that movie so much, and that song Power Hungry Animals was one of my favorites. Before that was Eugene by Sufjan Stevens, who I didn't really listen to until freshman year of college, so a couple, 2 years ago, and I think his music is really beautiful and really interesting and just really, really calming, and so Carrie and Lowell is such a great album. That's what that song's from. So if you're ever in a chill kind of today, rainy day kind of mood where you just want to listen to some calming, beautiful music, I would really recommend Sufjan Stevens. He also does some really interesting stuff on the album Planetary, which is a collaboration with a couple other artists, and I really like that. Before that was Killer by Phoebe Bridgers. She has been one of my favorite artists of the last couple of years. She was my second most played artist on my Spotify Wrapped this year. I think she's so talented, and her music is so beautifully sad, and her voice is amazing, and that song Killer, I think, is really great. I'm learning to play it on the piano, and just the arrangement of the piano piece. It's a pretty simple song. The chords are pretty simple and repetitive, but she adds all these really interesting sevenths and just changes up the arrangement a bit that makes it really deep, I think. Before that was First Love Late Spring by Mitski from her album Bury Me at Makeout Creek. I've talked about Mitski quite a bit on my show the last couple weeks. I'm going to say the same thing I've been saying about the other artists about her, but I think her music is also super interesting. She's a really interesting person also, and her music feels a little bit more like statement making and experimental, especially her album Puberty 2. And I just love so much of what she does. It like really makes me think about what I like to listen to, and even if something's not super aesthetically pleasing or to the ear, I somehow really like it still. It's like a little jarring, but really, really draws you in, which I think is what she does a lot. And then before that, we started off that set with Salt in the Wound by Boy Genius, which I think is going to be my like top song for the last 2 years and probably the next five. It's such a good song, and it introduced me. Boy Genius is a super group of Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and Jillian Baker. And that EP that they released was kind of my introduction into all three of them. I have a really strong affinity for the music of Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus. They're probably my favorite artists. They are. And I'm just so grateful to that EP and Salt in the Wound. I remember texting my friend one time, just listening to it on the way home, and saying, like, that song never fails to get me. I always revel in its genius. So super grateful to Boy Genius for shaping my musical choices over the last couple years and going forward, I'm sure. All right, we're going to have a short set coming up with some songs from, they're a little more rocky, take me back a little bit to high school. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, little did she know, couldn't let me go, already a part of her. So often do I meet that just can't get a hold of it, so we'll just sing it for them. Yeah, we'll just sing it for them.
Just can't get a hold of it,
so we'll just sing it for them. Yeah, we'll just sing it. It's the greatest thing that yet to have happened. Imagine knowing me. It's the greatest thing you'd ever imagine. But you'll never.
Imagine, but you'll never.
color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
It's all in frame, familiar faces on my wall. This town is strange, seasons never change. Time is up, the world doesn't stop for anyone until the sun dissolves.
Feel. when I'm older, God only knows what I would do to you.
That was Nothing's Over by Young the Giant off of their album Home of the Strange, which came out in 2016. They were my favorite band senior year of high school, and I went to their concert in that year in 2017 in February, and it was my first concert, and it was so much fun. Yeah, they were great, and I just really love that album and their previous albums. They've since released an album that I don't think I liked as much. I still like some of them, but I think that their sound on their first three albums was really like a good mix between rock and I don't know, I guess it's just a good indie rock band. And yeah, not much more to say about them. Before that was Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know, off of their album AM. And this song I didn't know about until I got to Tufts, but I love it. And on a lot of the articles that I was reading about like the top songs, top albums of the decade, this album came up a lot about how timeless it is and how good it is. And I agree. I think that that song itself is super timeless and just a really cool rock song. And before that was Pas de Cheval by Panic at the Disco, which I'm realizing now actually didn't come out in this decade. It came out in 2008, but I listened to it this decade, and other Panic in the at the Disco songs were part of this decade, and they were pretty influential in my music choices in the beginning and middle of high school. And I think that Brendan Urie is super talented. His voice is amazing, and a lot of his songs are really, really fun, especially that one. It's short and sweet, but super fun to listen to. My mom really likes it. I thought I'd do a little homage to Panic at the Disco and all of their songs that got me through like sophomore year of high school. Okay, let's keep moving. But before we do that, I have a quick PSA. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. So we would definitely appreciate any donations you can give. As I recall, I think the Tufts Giving page is a little confusing, but in order for the contribution to go to the station, you have to fill it out on that page. So just make sure to go all the way through with that. And thank you for anything you can give. All right. So let's get back to it. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets.
Yeah. I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't last. I know.
Just heard Chasing Pavements by Adele off of 19. Before that was Electric Love by Borns and Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. I'm gonna cut my commentary short about those. I love them all, and they were, yeah, I love them. That's it. all right. Thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got one more song that was pretty influential in the last couple years for me. This is from Better Oblivion Community Center's album that was released last year that is a project of Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst. And this is a favorite from that album. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday and a great week.